Hi, everyone. Thank you for being here at Murphy Mass tonight in the midst of a busy time in the semester. In the gospel, Jesus says, "I came into the world as light." I believe that this light spreads to all of God's creation, and this aligns with St. Ignatius's concept of finding God in all things. God's light is found in the colorful trees of the fall, in the sparkling snow of the winter, in the life that fills the quad during the spring, and in everyone who is trying their best and never feels like enough. I think it's beautiful that we all have a little bit of God in us, that we are all given God's light, and that there is so much that we can do with this light. I know that it's hard for any one of us to feel like we specifically can make any difference in the world, but there is so much that we can do. We can all share God's light. God's light can be found in a "how are you," letting someone know that you care about them. It can be found in helping someone out with their homework. It can be found in fighting for those who are underserved. God's light can be found in your smile or in your mere presence. We often don't realize the impact that we make on others, but I guarantee you that there is someone out there who really does see God's light in you just being you. I know that I really did not see the impact that I have made on people during my time at JCU, but then students come up to me saying that they appreciate my presence or that my reflections are just what they needed. And I realize that I do actually make an impact. You can too. For example, this weekend I was at the contemplation retreat with some of our student leaders. Now, to be completely honest, planning this retreat was a lot of work for me, so I was pretty exhausted and I was kind of ready for it all to be over with. But as I stepped back and took in the experience that our student leaders were giving to these other students, I could not help recognizing the impact that they were having on these students who were on the retreat. I thought about my own experiences on retreats in undergrad, and all of these experiences that I had that impacted me and helped me to look at my faith differently and grow stronger in my faith. This was all done through somebody sharing God's light. In that moment, I saw just how students at JCU can share God's light. By sharing their stories and giving students this experience, just by doing something that they were passionate about, they were able to make a difference and share their light. As we reach the end of another school year, I urge you to think about how you are being sent out, like Barnabas and Saul in the first reading, to share God's light. Some of you may be graduating soon, and I hope that you can see how you can share God's light in your future careers and through your passion and experience. For those of you who are continuing your journey at JCU next year, there are also a lot of opportunities to share God's light. You can lead a retreat, go on an immersion, lead a CFC. Okay, I'll stop saying things that are just in campus ministry. You can participate in service, spread smiles and laughter in an improv performance, or share your passion for your sport with the spectators in the stands. There are so many things that you can do to share God's light. They may seem small, but they can mean more than you know. I hope that you can reflect on how you share God's light every day, because I know that each and every one of you is sharing God's light, even if you don't know it. God has called you to share his light like he did with Barnabas and Saul, and, of course, like he did with Jesus. And there are more ways that you can do this than you know. You can and you will spread God's light, because, just like with Jesus, you came into this world as light.